We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Monday, March 1st. Last season, the UCLA Bruins came into the CU Event Center and spoiled the Buffs Senior Night festivities. That was not the case this past Saturday night in Boulder. Colorado's McKinley Wright made his senior night one to remember. The Buffaloes point guard scored a season-high 26 points, handed out 6 assists to lead the Buffaloes to a 70-61 win over UCLA.
Man, it was fun. It's hard to, you know, put it in other words. You know, I love, you know, everybody, you know, on my team, you know, coaching staff, everybody. And I just want to come out and be aggressive tonight. Last couple of times we played UCLA, I felt I wasn't aggressive enough, and we lost the last 3 times we played them. So, you know, I put it in my mind that, you know, if I'm going to take 14, 15 shots, and if we lose like that, then we lose by that. So, I just tried to stay aggressive. My teammates kept telling me keep going, and they were rocking with me. So it was a big night.
The game was a tight one, featured 14 lead changes, with neither team able to gain control until the Buffs finally seized momentum in the final 5 minutes. Colorado erased an 8-point UCLA lead in the first half and trailed by 1 at the intermission, 35-34, then came back again in the second half with a decisive 9-0 run to take charge and put the game away down the stretch. And that run was powered by great defense by Tad Boyle's Buffaloes.
We showed great discipline and great patience. You know, they got good players. Tyre Campbell's good. Jaime Jaquez is really good. I mean, Jules Bernard is playing at a high level. Chu Zhang shoots it as good as anybody in the country. I mean, getting Cody Riley in foul trouble was a key to this game. We had talked about it as a staff and to our team, you know, before the game. We talked about it at halftime because he's so important to them. But, yeah, I thought just our depth and our ability to close the game out by making plays. And, you know, when we played them in L.A. Back in early January, they made the plays down the stretch. They got the stops down the stretch, and they made the shots down the stretch. Tonight we did that, and our guys played with great toughness, great belief, and great heart. And that's what you have to do against UCLA. UCLA is a good basketball team. You have to beat them. They don't beat themselves. We were dialed in there down the stretch.
Ammon Batty added 12.6 rebounds for Colorado. Jariah Horn chipped in with 10 points. Colorado now wraps up the regular season Thursday night hosting Arizona State in a makeup game in Boulder. Our coverage in the Colorado Basketball Network gets underway at 6:30 with the Buffs warm-up pregame show, followed by the tip-off at 7. The game will air in Denver on KOA News Radio 850 AM and 94.1 FM. The CU women's basketball team's game at Utah, originally slated for yesterday afternoon, was canceled due to COVID issues within the Utah program. So the Buffs' regular season is over. This is CU's sixth postponement this year. The Buffaloes conclude the regular season with a 10-9 overall record, 8-8 in Pac-12 conference play. The Pac-12 conference tournament scheduled to play next week at Michelob Ultra Arena in Las Vegas. The Buffs will be the sixth seed and will battle 11-seeded Washington Wednesday night at 9 o'clock Mountain Time on the Colorado Basketball Network. Playing at home for the first time in almost a year can be a big motivator, especially when playing an in-state rival. Colorado Lacrosse was able to draw on that motivation and defeat the 14th-rated DU Pioneers 14-7 on Sunday afternoon at Kittredge Field. The Buffs never trailed in the game, had a 6-4 lead at halftime, but the difference came in the second half, which helped the Buffaloes pull away from a tough DU team. CU outscored DU 8-3 and outshot the Pioneers 14-6. Senior Sadie Grozier had 4 goals for the Buffaloes.
Yeah, it was really exciting. It was our home opener, so we came out with a lot of energy. And, you know, being senior, I've never beaten Timber, so coming off 2 hard losses, we really focused in this week and got the W, and it was really fun.
Next up, the Buffs open Pac-12 play hosting Oregon Friday, March 12th at 3 p.m. at Kittredge Field. Colorado Soccer relied heavily on the efforts of goalkeeper Danny Hansen for the second match in a row, but the Buffaloes were unable to muster up enough support for their netminder on Sunday. The Buffaloes goalkeeper made 9 saves in a 2-1 losing effort to the Washington Huskies in Seattle. The Buffs will be in action again on Friday, taking on Cal in Berkeley, and then head over to Stanford on Sunday. The Colorado volleyball team had 4 student-athletes post double-digit digs on Sunday afternoon in Eugene, but not enough to overcome a 4-set loss to number 22-ranked Oregon. Colorado is going to look to end a 6-match losing streak to ranked opponents on Friday. They'll do it against number 15th-ranked UCLA at home in Boulder at 7 o'clock. In skiing, sophomore Magnus Bow earned a regional championship sweep by winning the freestyle race Saturday as the Buffalo ski team finished in second place in the 72nd annual RMISA Championships hosted by Utah at Soldier Hollow in Midway, Utah. Bo becomes the 17th skier, and this is the 19th time in CU history a Buff has swept races at the RMISA Championships, and Bo thus won his second individual regional championship in 2 days after also winning the classic race on Friday. Bo now has 8 wins on the season, matching the CU record for a men's Nordic skier set by Mads Strom in 2016, and he won his 4th freestyle race of the season, also matching a CU record. CU women's tennis sailed to an easy 6-1 win over Air Force on Friday night at the Air Force Academy, improving the Buffaloes to 6-2 on the season. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.